Whether you're leading a transformation or just surviving one, these lessons will stay with you. In case you missed it, I'm Anne Fanai, host of the Transformers podcast. Here's a mashup of 6 key lessons to take away from our first season. Technology changes, businesses change, systems change. Whether we like it or not, transformation is inevitable.
Marco, what is the biggest myth around transformation?
The biggest myth about transformation is that it's not needed and you can just let it go. I think systems need to be transformed. For a company that's growing, it's key. You will run to a point and then it's inevitable. You got to do it. You got to commit to it.
There's always this notion of strategy leads technology. You go develop a strategy, then you figure out what technology is, and then you implement, and ultimately you operate. But the shift that you will see now is the technology is informing strategy. That's the shift I see. So the strategy, implement, operate is no longer linear. In fact, I would say it's a closed loop process.
But being inevitable doesn't mean you skip out on strategy or purpose. That would be bad, right?
Not starting the transformation with a real case for change, just in the first place. Like, what is it that we're trying to achieve? And I think this is where we see organizations continuously going through transformation because they can never close the chapter on a single one by saying, yes, we've achieved this metric, this outcome.
Transformation may be inevitable, but that does not make it easy. Shifts are required in culture, thinking, behavior, and most importantly, you have to have trust to be successful.
I really think that team building can't be underestimated as skills. So I think we tend to focus on the technical aspects, and I think team building is huge. And I think if I could say what are the core skills in that zone, I would say is really adaptability and collaboration and emotional intelligence. I think adaptability allows us to thrive and change.
I think the other piece is actually not bringing along the people who are supposed to be driving that process change on a day-to-day basis. It's one thing to actually go in and change the function that you're trying to transform. It's a completely different one actually trying to do the system re-engineering of every process that system needs to engage with.
The groups that build, support, create that technology are critical to the success of the organization. And then right after that are the teams that ultimately sell the technology to you and that can support that technology as part of our customer success programs.
And in order to earn the trust needed to thrive, you have to give trust too. Trust demands transparency, data, ideas, needs, and blockers. And you cannot get that trust or transparency without clear communication.
I think that communication, when coupled with data, is crucial to the success of a transformation.
The ability to collect, store, analyze, and use the right data is absolutely critical to a transformation. Being open with the data and what it is being used for builds that openness and trust in an organization.
Emotional intelligence helps you handle those difficult situations and lead effectively through that process.
I find the most value in my role having that heart-to-heart with head of operations of infrastructure, head of our technology lifecycle services, head of our technical sales, right?
I'm always a strong believer that the more transparency you have around, you know, the software or the model, the better it is to kind of find, you know, any issues, you know, like the Linus's old law of, you know, the more eyes, out there on code, well, you know, the more, but basically the more eyes are out there, the more bugs will be shallow.
Without the right words to motivate the team and without the right, more than just words, without the right communication plan to deeply help everyone understand their place in that strategy.
Well, I've said getting the data right is absolutely critical for AI. And businesses need to understand that AI can help them speed up their transformations.
AI, and specifically generative AI, has immense potential, even for healthcare. But I do think we have to approach it thoughtfully and intentionally. A lot of the solutions are focused on experience, and that is super important. But yet, I think we do need to think about what is the business case and is there in fact ROI.
We started to talk about something called flow velocity within each of the business processes, understanding that each and every business process is going to be fully digital. How do we start to measure that?
What we're hoping to do is with tools like generative AI is really unlock that data and surface it directly in the clinical workflow so that we're better informing clinical care. That being said, if your data is not right, or it's biased, or it's inaccurate, you're now having a whole different set of problems.
I think we're going to be doing a lot of AI assessments in the future to make sure that when AI is implemented in the business, it's trusted AI.
There is a promise of AI driving transformation, and there are many ways that it can help in transformation. One is in the execution of the transformation, right? AI can also help you in the implementation, right? In terms of kind of writing code and making all that faster. So the cost and the speed of transformation can be accelerated as a result of AI, and you can get a better outcome.
There are some pretty interesting places where we're starting to look at, well, can AI take over certain chunks of functionality that were kind of harder to deal with in the past? There's also, once they come on board, they come to us and say, well, all of our competitors have AI. And so we get to go through the questions of, well, is that actually AI? Or is that just them putting AI on their website and doing something AI adjacent or fancy, right? And half the time it is that, half the time it is actually AI. And so the other thing is, can we give folks guidance on how do we do that? And so one of the things that I spent a lot of time on last year was providing that guidance back to the businesses to basically say, all right, well, we're not going to be able to do like one thing that just anoints every product with AI.
Iterating fast and learning from failures is absolutely part of a successful transformation. There are no quick fixes here. You do just have to trust the process sometimes.
One of the biggest lessons I've learned is the importance of humility and resilience. I mean, look, failure is inevitable when you're pushing boundaries like we're being asked to do. But I also see there an opportunity to learn and grow.
Endurance and execution. Everything else is PowerPoint and lip service.
Are we focusing the right amount of our time on our technology platforms versus fundamental process transformation? So one of the things that we say at BCG is, you know, in any transformation, it's the 10-20-70, where 70% of your time is actually spent on process.
If you put AI on top of a crappy process, it's just a faster running crappy process or faster running crappy systems that you should shut down. So you've got to really think process first.
Some of my failures have taught me is it's good to design slow. It's good to iterate fast, and then it's good to fail faster so that you know what you need to go fix and sort of pull forward.
CPIO, actually, so Chief Process and Information Officer. The process is important to me, not because I like long titles, but really like I want to put the process first before the technology.
Transformation includes humans all throughout the process. Some are leading the transformation, driving it. Others are receiving it. The most important thing is to stay curious and keep an open mind.
Having the best possible team in place is key. And then, of course, driving and supporting innovation in the company is next.
How do we focus less on how much do I know and how do we instead create a learning environment where everyone's empowered?
You have to do formats like hackathons and other things to basically educate them in a positive way that they know what's possible technology-wise, especially with AI. In order for the business to come up with the idea of, you know, what they want to achieve.
To get transformation done, you need humans in your organization to believe in that transformation to drive it. And then it's also, transformation is largely about humans on the receiving end of that transformation, and there's the change impact, like how they're going to feel, how they're going to embrace it.
What are we both doing here?
Yeah, did you hear the one where two CIOs walk into a bar and only one comes out? That's not what this is.
CIO, CTO, who's the bigger nerd?
I mean, I have to think through that, but I think a CTO. And that's just because we got to dive into all the little nitty-gritty detail.
Well, I mean, just by the way you answered that, I'm going to say CTO because mine's just going to be like an off-the-cuff joke about like, aren't we both big, giant nerds? So
we are.
So, Sarah Hatchett, prepping for this podcast, I was thinking if
CIOs were physicians, what specialty would we have? And sadly, my first thought was that we're proctologists because we're all up in everybody's business and we know where everything is and all the problems are. What would you say to that question?
I guess I would have to go with an obstetrician because, you know, we birth things into the existence. Like, you have a 9 months of implementation period followed by a big go live.
That was season one of Transformers in a nutshell. You saw behind the scenes and screens of some really amazing leaders driving technology and transformations. Thank you to every guest. Thank you to the production team. And thank you to all of you for watching and listening. Season two is coming soon with even more interesting guests, stories, and tales of humanity. Thank you.